Monkeys who eat less live longer. Years of studies have shown that cutting calories by a third can boost the lifespan of laboratory animals by 30%. Now researchers have launched the first ever human study of a super low-calorie diet just in time for the holiday eating season. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports.
Like many of us, Amy Bajois has been trying to lose weight for several years. It never seems to work. But a month ago, the 31-year-old woman signed up to participate in a new study on the link between lower calories and longevity. Twice a day, she drives from her Baton Rouge home to a local hospital to get her food.
This morning I had 2% milk with Cheerios cereal, some fruit, some orange juice, and I think that was it.
Bajois is one of the first patients in a $20 million clinical trial sponsored by the National Institutes of Health. The goal of the study is to see if the aging process can be slowed in humans by sharply cutting their calories. Humans live much longer than laboratory animals, so the scientists have had to find another way to measure the effects of calorie restriction on aging. Eric Ravison is professor of physiology at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, one of three hospitals that are conducting the study.
Here we will use surrogate markers of aging. We will look at insulin. We will look at body temperature. We will look at hormones which are known to be involved in the aging process.
As part of the study, doctors have cut Bajois's calories by 13%. Bajois has also begun an exercise program to burn off even more calories. Another group of patients will have their calories cut by a full 25%. But some critics believe that patients won't be able to stay on this low-calorie diet without cheating. Jerry Garante is a biology professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
People will drop out of the study because of difficulties. I worry that the occasional person will sneak a candy bar and a snack, which would cloud the effects of the regimen.
In animal studies, when calorie intake drops more than 25%, Garante says there are some unusual side effects.
Body temperature drops, so the animals are colder. They don't reproduce, so their fertility rates go down. Otherwise, they're smaller than normally fed animals. They do appear to be quite active, however.
The NIH wants to know whether a super low-calorie diet is safe and whether it prolongs life beyond the normal span. That's because some people are already experimenting on themselves. People like Karam Hashmi, a 31-year-old computer programmer in Toledo, Ohio. Hashmi, who stands 6 feet tall, has dropped from 179 pounds 4 years ago to 115 pounds today. He eats the same thing for breakfast and dinner.
Mostly steamed vegetables like broccoli, asparagus, and then I have a protein source with that, like whey or lean fish.
For lunch, Hashmi downs a yogurt smoothie. By following this regime, he believes he can live to be 130 years old. While he's happy with his diet, Hashmi does admit that his social life has suffered.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Sex drive does not diminish completely. It's curtailed. But I expect to have what I have longer than most people.
For people like Amy Bajois, however, just losing a few pounds and feeling better is the immediate goal. She isn't worried about extending her lifespan. She says just getting through the holidays was a real challenge.
Well, my family cooked the meal, and I just basically tried to stay out of the kitchen. It was difficult, but I was just determined to stay on the diet.
The clinical trial is now underway in Louisiana, Missouri, and Massachusetts. If successful, the 6-month program will be expanded to a 2-year study. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.